piece of music we're listening to in the background is called 3 Month Forevers. I wrote it as the intro to season 3 of an audio drama called The Orphans. Today we'll break it down and look at some of the insights into why and how it was made. You're listening to How I Make Music, where behind-the-scenes musicians get to tell their own stories. Every Wednesday, we break apart a song, soundtrack, or composition, and investigate the insights into how it was made. My name is James Barbarossa. I'm from England, and this is How I Make Music. Welcome back to How I Make Music, episode 68, 3 Month Forevers, by me, James Barbarossa. Thanks for stopping by. I'm into creating music, and I'm into creating stories. My friend's copy of GarageBand was how I picked up a love for music when I was 11 years old. I have aspirations to be some kind of musician for bigger and bigger projects as time goes on.
Welcome to The Orphans.
The Orphans is a show about found family. Artificial humans are created and used for their labor. The major influence for 3 Months Forevers was Doomsday from Doctor Who Series 2. Take a listen. And though I tried not to copy it directly, there's always an element of aping when you create art. Rose and the Tenth Doctor have been separated by a boundary between the universes. And this feeling of separation of lovers, the bass and the drums, along with the melody over the top, I felt captured that emotion that I wanted to capture. Here's the beginning of my piece, 3 Month Forevers. There's some strong similarities between these two tracks. There's a moment where the feeling of the piece changes to match a sense of subterfuge, and I use these twanging electric guitars. Influenced by Hurt by Nine Inch Nails. These chimes that you're hearing are a leitmotif that I use. They represent the character of Nora Evers. She's a strong character, but she's also a sympathetic one. A leitmotif is a repeated element. It can either be a specific instrument, a specific tune, and it builds layers of memory, of emotion. Whenever she has a significant role, even if she's not physically present in the scene, I use these chimes to create a sense that she's always there, even if she's not physically in the room. I actually called it 3 Month Forevers because every piece that is centered around the character of Nora Evers, I name with the word Evers somewhere in the middle of it. The guitar twangs are also in themselves a leitmotif for the character of Xavier, who is an assassin.
Hey,
in Batman v Superman, Wonder Woman, her musical theme is a distorted electric cello. Strings are a traditionally female instrument, particularly in opera, but the power of Wonder Woman is invoked by the fact that the cello is an electric cello, and that's why they chose that instrument. It means they can put an electric cello sting somewhere else in the soundtrack, and you know that that's Wonder Woman. That instrument is a leitmotif. I composed this piece in GarageBand, which is the program I've used to create music ever since I was a child. It's not the most professional program, but it's a program that I know really well. I start with an atmosphere that I want to bring about. In this case, it's that atmosphere from Doctor Who. It's the separated lovers, and that's where the bass and drums come in. On top of the drums and the bass, I bring in the chimes that is Nora Evers' leitmotif. The rising notes on the piano are actually a theme that I call Soul in a Jar, and it invokes a sense of humanity, but also artificiality. The piano are the clones as a whole. And here is Xavier's guitar theme that I mentioned. I call that A Death in the Family. One of the biggest challenges that I find when creating music for an audio drama, because it's an entirely audio medium, you have to make music that both brings about the ideas that you want to express, but doesn't overwhelm the sound in the scene. It's only appropriate to go whole hog some of the time, yeah.
Thank you, Charles. I would like to remember the founding members who are sadly no longer with us. Nora Evers, Delilah Malik, and the late Baz Anders.
One of the biggest struggles I find is knowing when a piece is done. It's hard to create a piece of music and not constantly feel that you have to improve it because you're your worst critic. I have to choose the point where I go, this is done, it's time to move on. Art is never finished, only abandoned. At the start of 3 Month Forevers, I use an electric piano. The electric piano to me is a jazzy instrument, and that represents a sort of roughshod, unrefined humanity that I think is at the core of all the characters. Whereas the piano at the end of the piece is a lot colder, and I use that to represent the society in which they live. It's cruel, it's uncaring, and it speaks to their artificiality as beings. And I am using this scene, and this track in particular, to set up the mystery. And that's about it for this week's episode. We'll listen to the full track in just a moment, but before we do, thank you for listening to How I Make Music. Catch new episodes every Wednesday on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else. How I Make Music is created by John Bartman. For audio experiences that keep people listening, contact John Bartman via the show notes. The piece of music we've been listening to is called 3 Month Forevers. I wrote it for the sci-fi audio drama The Orphans. To listen to the full story, check out links to The Orphans audio drama, as well as my other work, in the show notes. And now here's 3 Month Forevers, a slow, post-rock-influenced piece for the audio drama The Orphans in its entirety. My name is James Barbarossa, and thanks for listening to How I Make Music. We'll catch you next week.